Hello.
Eddie, hey, welcome back.
Eddie, would you like to be there? Or?
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm fine right here.
Nice bird.
Look at it.
Oh, shit. All right.
He goes, bring it he in goes let's take a picture. He's going to show him, because I put my shirt on the bed, and he had his on already, and he goes, oh, we should take a picture. He goes, I was going to take one like this.
Yeah, he was going to do that, or you?
Yeah, he was. Oh. And then we just did that, and then he goes, see, now they can see that I do wear the shirt.
Very cool. Awesome. All right. You want to do the run for the intro real quick?
Yeah, let's see it and see how it looks.
And then we'll start the show.
That way you guys can see it too before the show.
All right.
What about the other videos? Oh, God.
The what?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, or we can save them to like closer to Halloween.
Oh, your...
the walkthrough videos?
Yeah. I saw. Yeah, we'll save them closer to Halloween.
All right, then. Yeah. How's that look, guys? Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Eddie
choked. Eddie got all choked up.
Yo, sick.
He's a proud American, man. that got sick. To him.
Yeah.
Made him sick, huh? It made us all sick, Alberto, but yeah, it's a good sick.
All right.
Let's everybody start throwing up to show him our appreciation.
All right.
Okay, let's start. Oh, God damn.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Steve.
See what happens when Melissa misses? Just throws everything off.
Yes, I know.
Eddie got
I'm
a little...
always after Eddie. I know he got all starstruck because I was bad.
I was hoping he wasn't getting choked up again with the national anthem.
Right.
Yeah, he was getting choked up, all right. Oh, man.
Well,
Good morning, everybody.
Apparently we got two members sick, so.
Yeah, we got two wheels on this car.
That are flat. Little,
almost flat. But you know what? We're here.
The tire pressure is low.
That gave me something I wanted to talk about later, but before we get our guest on, I might as well just bring it up. People that work, of course, in the workforce. Some people work at desk, office jobs. Some people work at jobs that are hard labor, you know.
Breaking
rocks, whatever, you know, just straight hard labor. Now, when people are sick, you know, let's say they got, you know, really sick, got the flu or whatever, their Taiwan flu, whatever it is, they got bad sickness, right?
What's a Taiwan flu?
You know, a lot of people can work through their job when they're sick, but I think there's a difference, sick or hurt or whatever. You know, maybe you're a little injured or something, you know, whatever it is, but
aches and pains.
If you go to an office job, I think it's a little bit easier. I mean, it's no fun versus if you go to a job that's hard labor and you're like, you know, you're just, you're half dead
and then
you got to use all your muscles and all this. And I like how people put that in order, like, oh, okay, well, You can run up to the store to get medicine, but you can't come to work to break blocks all night. Well, you're damn right. I can go, yeah, but there's a difference. You know, you go to work and work 8 hours, busting.
Breaking your body, sweating.
Now, if you go to an office job, not taking away anything from office workers, you know, they use their brains, and that's great. That's what it's for. You go to school, you got your brain. You don't have to do that hard labor. And you still feel awful. And, you know, it's best to take it off anyway, you know, to take care of yourself. But I think there's a difference. And I don't know if you all agree with me, but I always hear people, oh, if you could do that, then you could go to work. And depending on what you do for work, I would imagine, right?
Yeah. Well, my work, I can tell you, I mean, I'm a desk job.
Okay.
Lucky.
Because we're on the, well, sometimes.
Yeah, it's not always.
It's mentally rainbows. Exhausting. There's physical exhaustion and there's mental exhaustion. So both, we both get it. because we were communicating on the phone, we're communicating with well, in my field, tenants, with the public, my boss doesn't let us come to work. If we sound sick, we can't come to work. Number one, she doesn't want us getting everybody in the office sick because there are only three of us. Two, because we sound sick over the phone. And when you answer the phone, you sound sick and they're going to be like, why are you at work while you're sick? You know, the whole C thing is coming back. Yeah, exactly. I need money and I don't want to use my sick time for a stuffy nose. But I mean, and then physically, you know, it's not healthy. If you're a hard labor worker, it's not healthy to be working while you're sick because your immune is already down and you're more susceptible to getting hurt.
You're wearing yourself out. And I mean that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
you're never going to get better.
You know, that's a lot of times. I mean, if I got sick, you know, or people get sick, you know, you just lay in bed for a day or two and you're fine. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, but, you know, some people, my dad was like this. I mean, he would get sick and now he's going into work and he, you know, come hell or high water and he'd be sick like for a whole week, maybe 2 weeks with a cold. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he didn't want to take a sick pay. He was an old school, you know, the old generation. You go to work, that's your responsibility. And, you know, it would cost him a lot. So,
yeah.
Like I said, nothing wrong with going to work. If it's your body, if you want to suffer through it, it's okay. But I just, the people that are out on the outside looking in, that, you know, let's say you're sick, and let's say somebody calls out,
somebody, 8 hours.
somebody calls out sick, and let's say you know, eventually you got to get out of bed and start moving around because if let's say you take a day off work and you stay in bed all day and, you know, you rest. You know, you get that next day sore, you know, depending on what you have. If you have the flu, you get sore. If you're coughing, you have a sore tummy. You got to get it. Oh, well, if you can walk 10 steps, then you can come to work for 8 hours and dig a mine hole. You know, it's like, it doesn't
build
make
a house.
Sense.
Come on, you can do it.
And, you know, it just bothers me. It's always the people that are looking until they get
happens
sick.
To them. Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or even
allegedly get sick, and you know, you're not allowed to question them.
Yeah,
exactly. Like I say, there's people that go to sick all the time and go to work, and there's nothing wrong with that if you can handle it. But sometimes, you know, your body just gets tired, and you're like, hey, you know what? I gotta take a break. Are some people just? Yeah, you're right. Yeah. They'll call out sick just to take a day off. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Who cares? People that don't call out sick often. I'm not. There's some out there that take advantage of it, but some people call out sick once every 5 years. You're going to question them. They're going to go, hey, are you really sick? You know, that's when they value you too much. It's like, you know what? Just go get the people that are calling out sick every week, you know?
Yeah.
But anybody out there that does that, just shut up. You know, mind your own business, go to work, do your own thing. It's like, listen, I don't like people that talk about people. You know, except for me, when I talk about people, it's okay because I tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like our guest coming on, very good, brilliant actor, brilliant filmmaker, one of my favorite people. I don't know if you guys know who's coming on, but I feel bad sometimes. In the past, he's had some movies and we've had his co-stars on and we didn't get him on and I felt bad, Eddie. He was part of the movies too.
Part of the movie, you send him out.
No, I didn't. I don't know. He wasn't available, and I just
scheduling conflicts.
I didn't want him to think, oh, we didn't want him. We just wanted the other people. No, it wasn't like that. It's just he's a busy man.
Conflicts.
He's a busy Eddie, and I sent you on your TikTok. Now that you're a big TikTok man, I sent you
the influencer.
I sent you the promo videos just so you can see who's on, so you can prepare. But you probably didn't, right?
I haven't been on it.
Alyssa, have you seen his TikTok where those girls bouncing around with the boobs and all that? He ain't got time to watch our guest.
Actually, he followed me.
Oh, he did. You followed Alyssa, Eddie?
I think I did. Yeah.
But,
like I said, the only time I watch it is it on my lunch, and that's
late
sometimes
at night.
All the time.
The only time you watch it is late at night, Eddie.
3:30 in the morning.
There you go. all the secrets are coming out. Anyway, before we get to our guests, I want to wish Alyssa a very happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's almost over, huh?
She's been celebrating it all month. And,
all month long.
I'm very happy for her. I think it was, is it the 20th?
Yes.
Is your actual birthday.
It's my actual birthday.
But every day of September is your birthday.
Yes.
Because you're a special woman.
I am.
There you go.
I'm the queen.
Eddie,
every day, if you follow my Instagram or you follow me on Facebook, you'll see every day there's a post of something.
Exactly. Eddie, I'm very disappointed. You didn't even wish Alyssa a happy birthday.
I did wish her happy birthday.
He did. Off the air.
I did it verbally.
Oh, okay. Did he wish you one on our page? On our group page? Yeah, I noticed that. He didn't want to be together with us to wish happy birthday together. Yeah. That's fine if you want to go off on your own to wish her.
Our group text, nothing. Thanks, Eddie.
I don't, like I said, I'm not on social.
You're embarrassed of us or what?
No, I'm not on social media that much.
You're not, like, if we all got naked together, you wouldn't be comfortable?
Social media.
We've known each other so long, Eddie, you should be able to walk naked around us and be okay. Not that we want to see it, but.
I don't think so.
But he doesn't want to get in a group chat with us. All right, Eddie. Should we play the Star Spangled Banner again so Eddie can start choking up?
Emotional.
All right. Anyway, we'll be celebrating Alyssa's birthday throughout the show. And, thank Alberto for putting this video, our new intro video together. Thank you. Very good, Alberto. Very proud of you.
You're welcome.
I really like
it. Talented man.
Yes.
I think we keep opening
things. He's the show's engineer.
It only takes like 10 years for him to open up a little bit, so you got to wait another 10 for something else to come through.
Listen, they don't hand these out, okay? So I earned mine.
There you go. Yes, that award is the biggest award of the year. And he was even hand-delivered that award.
I hope to repeat the next ceremony, so.
Well, let's hope so. We'll give it a good shot. All right, listen, we're going to bring our guest out now. You guys remember Kip Tribble?
He was
in the movie, the movies. Remember the
one? What was it called? Not the show.
Oh, here we go. Come on, Alyssa. Don't fail us, Alyssa.
The Shining?
The Stay?
The Shining.
The Stay?
The Stay. There you go.
Oh, I had to think about it.
Well, is that he said to stay away or whatever?
Kip, you know what? Liz, you know what? Forget these jokers. I bought your movie and it's sitting over here on my mantle. So,
I rented it.
The Shining and the show.
Kip, it's still wrapped. Don't worry.
Kip's going to split. He's going to say, forget these clowns. Alyssa, at least you remember. That's cool. Eddie just went blank.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was going to say American Me or something like that. I don't know what he was going to say. All right. We're going to bring our guest out. Actor, filmmaker, and writer, Kip Tribble.
What's up, gang?
Hello, Kip.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
First of all, sorry that a couple of you guys are under the weather. But I must say, you guys just packed in so much information just in a little bit of time, so much conversation already. You've talked about attendance to work. You've had some TikTok talk. We've got a belated birthday month here. Happy birthday month.
Thank you.
You guys packed in a lot of stuff here. I'm impressed.
Kip, that's what we do. We pack.
That's what you do.
We pack.
And I'm repping. I'm repping today.
Oh, look at that. Let's blow this up here.
Nice. Yeah,
that deserves full screen right there.
Yeah.
Hey, Kip, how you doing? Welcome back to the show. I hope you heard with all that stuff that we packed in that we wanted you on in the past when these other movies came out and it just didn't work out with the scheduling.
Yes.
I wanted to have you and Scott on and anybody else you wanted to bring, but I felt bad because, you know, it's the opening of a movie and I was like, oh man, he needs to be here. And I understand, but I don't want you to think, oh, we just went on anyway.
But I know.
Unfortunately,
how it
is. The show kind of has to go on. And
I mean, Scott always likes to hog the spotlight. So any way he can get me off the show.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And he, you know, he's got my T-shirt that you sent for me and he keeps wearing that too.
Yeah, you know what? I sent him a message, and I think he's just keeping it.
Yeah,
he keeps saying, I can't make it over there. You know, he's probably already shredded it.
He just doesn't want to wash the one that he has, so he just keeps rotating.
Okay, well, Kip here is here today. You got some new stuff, right?
Yeah. You know, we had Rebroken came out a little bit earlier this year, and still pretty early in its release. And he got some stuff on the verge of coming out soon. No release dates yet, but Joe Baby, a film I produced last year with some pretty big heavy hitters. Had Hunt Club come out recently, came out after The Stay, or no, sorry, after Rebroken. Curse of Wolf Mountain came out right after that. And so yeah, Joe Baby's coming out, Karma's a Bitch is coming out, and yeah, and then I'm prepping to shoot a film at the end of this year.
Wow.
It's been been steady.
Alyssa, Eddie.
No wonder we haven't been able to get him on.
I know, he's got all those movies. And I was going through all these trailers that you sent me, Kip, and I see I saw Mickey Rourke in one. I saw who else did I see? I saw
Harvey Keitel.
Harvey Keitel.
Yeah, Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman.
Mina Suvari.
The guy with the tattoo on his chest.
Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo.
That was the second time I've worked with Danny. I worked with Danny back in 2015, and then Curse of Wolf Mountain. Danny came out for that too. He's great. He's a great guy. I worked with Tobin Bell on that one too, and again on Rebroken, and he's coming out with I think Saw 10 comes out this weekend. I think
tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And yeah, Tobin, great guys. You know, just legends, really, and just really down to earth, good human beings.
Very cool. I'm gonna pull up Eddie because I know Eddie's. I sent him all the information he should have studied, and I know he's got a bunch of questions. So Eddie, got questions for Kep?
Who's harder? Who's some of the actors that are hard to work with?
Bringing out the dirt.
No,
this is what you came up with.
I can't do that. Come on. They're okay. I will say, yes, there absolutely are some, and I have worked with some, and recently, and it's there are some wonderful ones, and then there are some crazy stories that you hear, and some of those stories are true. I'm just going to say that because I can't name names. Come on, you guys are trying to get me blackballed.
Just like everyday life, there's difficult people, and there's people that you can easily get along with.
Truly, you know, and it's interesting because you think sometimes that because of someone's stature and they've been around for decades, you know, and they've won awards and very well respected, that they would be the difficult ones. And that's not always the case. Some yes, but for the most part, those have been all very pleasant experiences. And it seems to be some of the ones that don't have that background yet and they're still trying to make their way are the ones who sometimes are the most difficult. And I don't know if it's insecurity. I don't know if it's they think that they need to pretend to be that way. But you'll find that sometimes that oftentimes the case. You know, there's a profession, there's a professionalism there that's not quite there yet.
Yeah. Kip, you know, Kip, I would if Kip would have asked me that question about our show, I wouldn't have hesitated to answer.
You would just name names.
Oh, I would have named names right off the bat.
Alyssa, all the way.
Me.
Difficult as hell.
Alyssa, you got a question for Kip? Or you know what, Eddie? Yeah. Do you want to redeem yourself? Hold on, Alyssa. I'm going to give Eddie one more chance.
Okay. Kip, what goes into the process of the casting? Do you like when you planning to shoot the movie? Do you think this person could possibly be? What goes into that
process? Yeah, good question. So it kind of depends on the project. You know, if we're doing a lower budget indie film, which you know I've done many of those, it's a combination sometimes of just reaching out to friends and people and colleagues, people we've worked with before and people we respect. Mm-hmm. And you just offer them the role or ask them to read for it. And then also we will, you know, hold auditions for some roles. And then for the bigger movies, bigger films, we'll usually bring on a casting director. And the casting director will either cast the entire movie for us or they'll just cast some of the, we call them the name actor roles, you know, so like a Mickey Rourke or someone like that. And then sometimes when we get those bigger roles, we won't even need a casting director and we'll just reach out to an agent or manager that we know personally and ask them if, you know, we can get their client and negotiate, and that's how it works. Mm-hmm. But it kind of depends on the project, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Good job, Eddie. All right,
Alyssa. Question.
Yeah. Do you enjoy writing, acting, or producing, filmmaking more than... You know, which one do you enjoy most? Or do they all feel equal because they have different...
Yeah.
They're all like in their own way. They're, you know, you like this one because of this or you like this one because of that.
You know, I would say if I had to rank it, I mean, acting, writing are the two, the top two. Acting, number one, I enjoy it the most. I would say writing is second, and the writing is probably the one that I feel most confident in. Mm-hmm. But in enjoyment, like acting, and then writing, and then directing would be after that. I don't do it as often, and I'm kind of backing away and just doing it maybe once every 18 months because it's so all consuming. And producing would be last, because just producing is just, I mean, come on. I mean, you guys produce your show. It's just so much minutia and just so much BS. And, you know, there's a lot to it. I mean, certainly when you're developing it, it's fun. It's when you kind of get into the thick of it, when you're just like, wow, you just can't wait for it to be over and get back to the fun stuff, which is just telling the movie and telling the story.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. Alberto? Since you had that comment earlier,
yeah, we nothing gets produced here.
Yeah, we produce all right, but it's a mess of a production.
Hey, it's still producing.
Any questions for Kip, Alberto?
No, I think Eddie got my question. So,
okay, I got a question for you, Kip.
Yeah.
Okay, I know when some of the movies you make, I think we talked about this before. You have Scott there, you have Michelle, and there's certain actors that you guys kind of get together on and do that. Is there any others coming out like that that all you will be in again?
So we do have a film coming out that Scott and I did with the same director that directed Rebroken, Kenny Yates, and it's called Christmas Gamble. And that is we're in discussions right now, negotiations with distributors. So we'll hope to have an announcement soon as far as which distributor we're going with and what the dates are gonna be for the release. I'm not in that one. I was producing another film, a Western, which I also forgot to mention, Place of Bones is coming out soon. So it's a Western with Heather Graham, who was very lovely, in case you're wondering. I was doing that in December. And it just jammed right up with the same dates of Christmas Gamble. So I wasn't able to be in the film, but I produced it and kind of went back and forth between the two. But Scott's the lead in that. A friend of ours named Jerry Artukovich, he wrote it, and Kenny Yates directed it. It's basically about a gambling addict who needs to make like 60 grand pretty quickly and discovers he can't lose a bet on Christmas. And so most of it takes place in a bar. We have Michael Madsen, Tom Arnold in that one, and they were a lot of fun. So that's coming soon. So
very cool.
That's our next collaboration that we did.
All right.
Yeah.
This writer strike and all this stuff going on. I hear there's some kind of things coming to an end, maybe. Or do you,
yeah,
can you
so,
tell us about this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Writer strike officially ended at midnight yesterday. So that one is done officially. Our actor strike, we're going back to the table next week, which is a good sign. And the fact that the WGA strike, and you know, that's done and they negotiated, that's a good sign for the actor side of it, because, you know, they were asking for some similar things. And we're hoping now that they get back to the table, we can all, you know, kind of get back to work here in the next couple weeks.
Very cool. Very cool. What do you guys, Alberto, Eddie, and Melissa, what do you guys think about that strike? I mean, has I don't even know, the shows that we've been watching, are they even new, or are they just,
well, I mean, they could
letting
have been,
out what they've already have made.
Yeah, they could have been in the can, as they say. You know, they were already made and they're new to us, but I mean, they were already done.
So what would happen if this thing lasted a year and there was no more new stuff? We would just have commercials, or what would we do?
You're looking at old TV shows from the 80s, or a lot of reality.
A lot of
yeah.
I mean, a lot of the explosion in the reality shows, I think Kip can say it. It was the previous strike, I think, 2000. I forget how long ago.
Yeah, it's been a few, several years.
08
yeah.
or something, I think. And that's when the reality shows really took off, because there's no... Allegedly, there's no writing. I mean, I'm sure it's not completely real. There's a lot of things that are just staged, but
it's scripted a little.
Yeah.
Alberto was saying something about reality shows. Can reality shows go on? There's some kind of writing involved.
There is, but yeah, they can. they can creatively get around that and say it's all unscripted. I mean, and it's, you know, it's, that's what we call it, unscripted TV. But as I mean, said here, it's not. You know, there's some scripted stuff.
It's not word for word, but I mean, like I said,
they write situations. They write situations for them, and
And then,
but these are contrived by writers, and then pushed on the participants of the show. You know,
exactly. I get it. It's like the show.
And what we heard is that you know, the studios had enough in the pipeline to carry them, you know, kind of into the middle of 2024. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's still going to be a gap now because there was no work for almost 150 days. So there will be some sort of gap, you know, somewhere. And a lot of the broadcast networks, they did, you know, they packed their schedules with reality shows, you know, and competition shows.
I heard ABC, the Disney company, you know, they do Monday Night Football on ESPN, and I heard that they were going to move them all to ABC, all the Monday Night Football games, just because they needed content.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's stuff like that, you know, either, you know, like I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, hey, here's the, you know, stuff you see on streaming, your old shows from the 80s, you know, let's put them back on network TV, you know, limited time only.
That'd actually be awesome.
Just reruns.
Not a reruns,
Well, I guess that would have been cool. Not cool for people like Kip and stuff, but I mean, you get people to watch reruns, I guess, but you could always watch them, really. If you could have movies from Kip and all the other directors and filmmakers, and you could have reruns. You could have it all. You just got to look.
You got to look. Yeah. You can probably find it somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can. Unless I don't want to get too nutty here, but some of today's generation wants everything handed to them on a plate.
Yeah.
And yes.
That's for sure.
I mean, that's the truth. People don't want to hear it, but it is the truth. You know, they want it right there, right in front of them, handed to them. And if not, they turn around and walk out.
Yeah, that's that TikTok generation that Eddie's pushing over there.
Yeah. I'm not pushing. I just watch it.
You know, I was listening to Kip, Alyssa, and Eddie and Alberto, and I see him wearing our hat, right? And I think it's very cool. And then I just figured it out. This is why Scott is a jealous guy. Very, very jealous. Because I got Scott a hat and I got Kip a hat, right?
Yeah.
And I figured Scott's probably all, why did he send me two for one for Kip? Why didn't he just send me one? So then I sent him a shirt, the new shirts, and I sent him two. One, I go, hey, can you please give one to Kip? And he's probably just going, why are you doing this? I thought, you know, I was the main guy in the spotlight.
I was the guy. Yeah.
Why are you doing this? Kip's all right. He's a nice guy and all, but you know what? I don't want to be overshadowed.
Yeah. He likes grabbing that microphone, stepping in the spotlight, man.
I'm just messing around. I know he's watching because he actually sent me a message, a nice message saying he was happy you're going to be on. He was going to be watching. So
he is. Scott's been a good friend for a very long time. I think we met in 2010. Very, very supportive guy and great dude.
Kip, how do you feel about AI I've heard a lot about AI during the strike.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
So, look, I mean, it's for the things that we were fighting against and are fighting against, you know, AI writing scripts, AI, you know, being able to scan your face and putting that on someone else and the studio owns that forever. Taking your voice and putting on someone else, you know, those things. I mean, you can see the natural progression where that would go, that there was going to be no one in this industry that would have a job at some point. So that's an absolute hard no. I know that there's been a lot of visual effects teams that have spoken out in support for AI. When it comes to things like, you know, helping you create an image maybe of something that you're creating for visual effects or a background or something. While that traditionally has always been someone's job, I personally don't see the issue of someone using that to enhance the work they're doing on the visual side of things.
CGI
sort of things, you know, because it can just kind of expedite the process for them. You know, as long as it's not taking people's jobs away, and as long as the studio isn't owning someone's work forever that they haven't really been paid for, Right. Which is kind of the residual system. You know, you just they take your work and use it over and over and over and over, mm-hmm. but you get nothing, mm-hmm. and that's where the residuals came in. So that's my thoughts on it. You know, it's a complicated topic. There's some uses for it, but there are some other things that are scary because it take away mm-hmm. hundreds
people's,
of thousands
people's
of jobs.
Livelihoods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I've heard of it, and I've kind of, you know, I think it's a cool little thing to play with, yeah. but I don't think it's a cool little thing to take over. It's kind of like yeah. these self-checkout machines at mm-hmm. food stores.
Yeah. I mean, people yeah, want to cool. see the actual real person acting yeah. up, not some
you know, it's funny, generated thing. You mentioned that. I was at the grocery store last night, and there's this, for the self-checkout, there's this massive line of people. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, 8 o'clock at night. Massive line of people. And then there's two cashiers open, and there's no line. And no one's going in the line mm-hmm. to check out with a person. They're standing in line to check out themselves, mm-hmm. but they're waiting in line to do that. Right. I don't know. It really hit me last night. It's just everything's gotten up completely backwards.
Well, that doesn't make sense. Why would they stand
yeah,
in line to sell?
That doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
It's usually the other
didn't.
Way around.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I think there's, yeah. I think, I don't know if the new generation, and a lot of people just, you know, to some people, going and buying stuff, you know, they just want to go and buy stuff and go home. And you got a lot of these companies who either want, you know, their employees to talk to them, engage, or, you know, start upselling, you know, mm-hmm. you don't want to go to, you know, okay, so you go to the cashier and then, you know, ringing up, oh, you're buying this. Have you thought of buying this? And, you know, maybe you should get some wine, maybe, you know, get some cereal. And, like, you don't, a lot of people don't want to deal with that. You know, they just want to get their stuff and go home. Just, yeah. I mean, there, sure. you got some companies, you know, they want, you know, if you're a customer, as soon as you walk in, you know, you're being saying hi to, how can I help you? You want this, you want that. And I mean, you got, mm. I mean, Steve's making faces. I know Steve likes to talk to people, but
I don't want to be talked to. I just want them to do the work for me. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah. Well, and that's the problem is there's so many, like this generation now, they're so used to, you know, a one-sided thing. You know, you do your videos with TikTok and you don't get really that much feedback. You get comments and stuff, but it's not verbal. It's not interacting. And that's the problem with the generation this generation is they don't interact with people.
Yeah.
A lot of people do Amazon. Yeah. Amazon, yeah. Uber Eats, these curbside pickups. They don't interact with people. So when they actually go to the store, they actually have like anxiety. Oh my gosh, people are in the store and I don't want to be here. I just want to go home and order it online. And that's the issue. You know, no one plays outside. No one, you know, you don't see kids outside playing. They're inside playing a video game by themselves. So they don't have those social skills.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's what the issue is. They just want to go check out on their own. Yeah. Don't talk to anybody.
Don't want to see anybody.
And leave. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's going to keep getting worse mm-hmm. and worse. I have three daughters and teen daughters. I mean, the mm-hmm. oldest is 21 now, but I've watched them over the past few years of how it's slowly and their friends and their generation, mm-hmm. you know, of how that has happened where they become less and less social with one another. Mm-hmm. You know, there can be 12 of them sitting in a room, but it's silent because mm-hmm. they're all
on the phone. Yeah, you go yeah. to a restaurant and everybody's on their phones.
Everybody's on their phone.
Yeah.
Exactly. I want to say something about the checkout thing again. I have nothing. It's cool to go and try it out and stuff like that. And it's cool. And as far as talking to people, there's people that do want to go in and they want to. That's, you know, maybe they don't have people to talk to and they go to the mm-hmm. grocery, the local neighborhood mart and they go and they want to, hey, how you doing? They like to be talked to. Maybe they don't have nobody to talk to. That's cool. I mean, I don't like talking to people. I just see the direction's going is those self-checkout machines, pretty soon, if they can have it their way, they would be instead of, what is it, four or five of them and mm-hmm. maybe eight real checkouts,
mm-hmm.
it would be 10 self-checkouts and one.
Go to some Walmarts. I mean, it's basically...
Yeah. Yeah, it's turning into
it's
that.
Like,
yes.
It's 30 self-checkouts and two real checkers.
Two real, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And one person monitoring all those self-checkouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just watching and they won't. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't like it anyway. Kip, we'll see what you did.
All right. Yeah. I brought it down, didn't I?
You really brought it. You really started
it.
And then you get those.
It was Eddie's question. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Right. Eddie.
Well, because then you get those dishonest people who like, they're like, okay, I'll scan this one and I'll not scan this one and I'll scan this one, but I won't scan this. you know, and that just brings up the face, and that just, you know.
I've seen people do that. I've straight up watched people do that.
And then they, you know, and some people have the philosophy like, they're not paying me to check out my own stuff, so this is how I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
See, Kip, when you come on the show, not only do you talk about you, you get dragged social into issues, other stuff.
Man. Yeah, real moral and social issues here.
It's just a different generation. Different.
Yeah.
It is.
Eddie, it is. I'm going to change the subject because this is going to get violent in a second. But, Eddie, Kip is on TikTok. I didn't know this. I just found that out yesterday.
Well, I'm on TikTok. A little bit of air quotes there. That's a recent thing. I'm learning it very slowly. I've just thrown up a few trailers so far to some films, but it's you know, I kind of avoided it for a long time because it's such a time suck. You know, you realize you get in there and you're like, oh
yeah,
where'd those 3 hours go?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to make good use of it and not get, you know, sucked in too deep.
Alyssa, can you read that comment? First of all, hello Tammy, hello Montez, hello whoever said have a good weekend. There's a comment here that says something. Do you want to read it?
Yeah, I like how it is now because no one is a mind reader. You go at your own pace.
What is that?
I don't know.
What the hell does that mean, Kip?
You check out your groceries at your own pace.
At your own pace.
At your own pace. But I mean, I don't understand the mind reader stuff. I like how it is now because no one is a mind reader.
You know what? Now I'm really upset. I was at the store the other day.
Because you can't read the mind?
Here we go.
No, hold on a second.
Here we go.
I'm checking out. I go to the store I said I'd never go to again, right? No, I'm checking out. And it's this older guy, right? And I'm like, okay, you know, this old school dude. He knows the ropes, right? So he's like, hey, what's up? Good morning. I say, hey, good morning. And I buy a... It's not a lot of stuff, but it could have used 2 bags, right? So he's all, would you like a bag? And I go, sure. He gives me 1 bag, all right. So he stuffs all my steaks, all kind of about 50 things in 1 bag, and there's 2 left over. And he's all, here you go, have a good day. And I looked at him, started laughing. I'm like, all right, thanks. I wanted to say, you know, we're a few of the last of the Mohicans that are supposed to be doing the right thing, you know? You should have said, hey, would you like some bags? Mm-hmm. And bag them, and if it takes one, it takes one. If it takes 2, if it takes 100.
Well, that's him doing that. That he's been burned. That, you know, I bet, you know, he split into 2 for a customer, and they got mad. And, you know,
this was ridiculous. You know, my steaks were breaking through the bag. I mean, I could have walked out. It could have broke. I'm good with stuffing. I like stuffing things.
Was it Kip? Scott?
I'm good. I'm a good stuffer.
Was that Scott? Was that he working his grocery shift that night?
I bet you that was Scott incognito.
Scott was working through the strike. Had to go get a second job.
Yeah.
There you go.
All you have to do is ask if you need more bags.
Yeah,
I was just surprised. It's like, it doesn't take common sense. Let's say I never even stepped foot in the grocery store and they hired me off the streets. Mm-hmm. I could have said, hey, would you like me to bag your how many bags would you like? I see somebody that has 20 things. I could fit this sucker in 1 bag. Like, come on, man. At least 2 or 3. I mean, I'm not the smartest guy, but
don't worry.
And I know you want to say we're paying for the bags anyway.
He was trying to save you 10 cents.
I don't give a shit. I'll pay for it. I'll pay $1 for a bag.
Don't worry, Steve. Soon you'll be bagging your own stuff. That's the future.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, it's people like that guy that's checking, that old guy, those check stands right around the corner are the ones that are going to take his job, and he doesn't even understand that.
And you're saving the world 1 grocery bag at a time, man.
I should have just said, you know what? Take the shit out of the bag, sir, and I'll put it in the shopping cart, and I'll wheel it out to my car like that.
And phrase it just like that. They love it when you talk to them that way.
Then I'm the guy that's disgruntled.
And then you are.
How about this concept, Steve?
What?
Bring your own bags.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now I got to bring my own bags to a grocery store that I'm paying money into the company. Shit, why don't I just come and...
You bring your own bags and you can just reuse the whole bag.
Why don't I just walk in the front door, pull my pants down, grab my ankles and say, have at it. Who wants it, take it.
And nobody comes.
Well, I don't
care.
I bring my own bags.
So, I have big, huge Costco bags and I'll take it to Smart and Final. I don't care. Wherever I go, put it all in my bag.
I feel like a Seinfeld episode is broken out here.
I'm very disgusted, Kip. Very disgusted.
Okay. Steve Kramer.
Well, Kip, we've been described as a podcast about nothing, so.
Yes, there you go. Okay, let's get back to what we're really here for. Kip, what is out? I mean, I know there's a lot. You got so many movies out. I mean,
yeah,
should we go see right now?
Look, Rebroken is one I would recommend for everyone. I mean, I know that I'm a little bit maybe more partial because I'm one of the leads in that and I wrote it and produced it, but it's a really good mind-bending thriller. If you like, you know, something that keeps you guessing from beginning to end, has a really good twist ending, check it out, you know, and it's that's one I would recommend. It's might be perceived a little bit as a horror movie. It's not, you know, it's more of a suspense thriller, psychological thriller, kind of in the vein of The Machinist, that film from a few years back. Yes. And I would recommend people go see that. Hunt Club, with the one with Mickey Rourke and Mina Savari, is a fun action movie out in the woods. So that's a fun one. And then I've just basically go on my IMDb and you can kind of see the list there.
The best way to see them? Is there a certain, do you buy them on like Eddie's favorite Amazon or where does
you know it? I'm in order to comply with strike rules, I'm going to be careful on what platforms I'm going to tell you to watch it on, but basically if you just Google one of them, type in, you know, The Stay movie or something like that, it will bring up a list of options for you of everywhere you can watch it, and then you can pick your favorite place, you know, whatever that platform would be.
Very cool. Did you guys ever watch Rebroken? I remember we had Scott on. I watched it. First one there.
I didn't get a chance to watch. I did watch The Stay, though.
Yeah, cool. Stay was good. Eddie, did you did you watch Rebroken like you promised you would?
No.
Remember you promised Scott?
I don't remember. No, I didn't watch
it. I didn't like it.
You were supposed to send me the link.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, see, look at that.
The link is google.com, and then you type in Rebroken.
Yeah, just there you go. Kip, I'm glad you're here. Eddie, just Google it, Eddie. How did all of a sudden I become part of the actors thing? I'm just a fan like you guys. All I know is when the movie came out, I was the first one to buy it. Probably a lot of people bought it, but when it came out that day, Kip, I bought it to watch it, and it was a very good movie.
Love the support, man. We thank you guys for your support, and it's like a 90-minute movie. It's a nice quick watch. We're particularly proud of that one. We did it in a really short amount of days. That's one that Tobin Bell is in, Jigsaw, yes. And Scott and I are in it. I would recommend it if you like ones that are a little bit mind bending and you gotta try to figure it out before the end.
Kip, do you start one project and finish it through the end, or do you jump around from project to project?
So I usually have several going on at the same time. It depends on what I kind of signed on to be the project. Like there's been ones where I've gotten a call 10 days ahead of time, and be like, hey, can you come on and as an additional producer on this, or some acting roles will be the day before, but then ones that I'm actively creating and involved in, it's usually there from development, sometime in development, or sometimes from the very beginning if I'm the writer, and then going all the way through production, pre-production, production, and then sometimes I'm the editor, sometimes I'm just overseeing post-production as one of the producers, and then into distribution, and then I send it out to distributors and kind of head that up. So it depends on the project. But to answer your question, I'm usually always in some stage, you know, like I'm in post right now on a couple of films, trying to get distribution on another and writing another for later this year. So it's juggling a few of those.
And what if we wanted to be extras on a movie? How would we go about doing that?
Hey, reach out to us, man. We absolutely could use you. Like, keep in touch with Scott and I, and we'll use you somewhere for sure.
kill us off in the movie, huh?
Alyssa, yeah.
Alyssa, the only way I'll do a shot if you get Michelle in there and we have some kind of romantic.
She's got that scene on the bed with her.
Oh God, yes, please, please. I'll pay you to be so I can be in the movie.
That's a new financing model. You guys pay us to be in it.
There you go. Hey, there you go. Yeah. There you go. We're gonna get this country back on track.
Right.
We'll figure it out. Alyssa, you got any last questions for Kip?
Oh gosh.
Or anything?
No, he already went over. Usually, you know, my good question. What do you have coming out soon? But he already went over all that. Yeah, I'm just glad, you know, that the strike is over, and I'm a real, I love to go to movies, so that's my thing is, you know, we go to movies at least 2 or 3 times a month.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, I love to watch the, you know, the non-popular ones, I guess. I don't know, my boyfriend always says I watch weird movies, but I like to watch the ones that are a little off.
Yeah, like probably like the indie movies, you know?
Yes,
like,
indie movies,
the ones that the studios aren't cranking out. And
those are the ones I like to watch.
Good, good. Cool. That's how we get to survive, you know, when people like yourself watching and taking note of those.
What are your favorite kind of movies?
My favorite kind of movies?
Do you prefer action?
You know, I thrillers probably, I mean, I love a good comedy. They just don't make them as much as they used to. They hardly make them at all, it seems like. But I love a good thriller, like a really well-made thriller. I'm not so much into all the CGI, you know, while I appreciate the superhero movies, I'm kind of over them for a bit. But you know, I really like a good murder mystery thriller. I really like those. A good crime thriller. I'm a really big fan of crime thrillers.
Very cool. Alberto, any advice for Kip?
I don't think he needs my advice.
Double bag it at the grocery store. Yeah.
Just be bags. Very clear. Yeah. You know, or just tell me, you know, as many bags as you need. You know, don't bag them heavy.
Right. Paper inside the plastic.
Well, here's the main thing, Kip. When they say, "Would you like a bag?" they really mean, "Would you like a bag?" Even if you have 100 items, just say, "I would like some bags, please."
Just next time, just hold your ground and say, "You want all the bags, every single one of them."
As many as it needs. Don't make them heavy.
Put one item in each bag.
Right.
Yeah. If you're buying grapes, just, you know, one grape per bag.
Oh, here we go. This is getting ridiculous.
So if you're at that store and you see this man with the glasses coming in, just
run. God, here we go. You know, basket too much, huh? Okay.
Bring the pallet of bags out.
You know what?
Right. That's the single grape guy.
You know, no. Put one item in the bag and then put like 3 more empty bags in the bag and then charge
it.
Here
we go. Look, I just wanted an extra bag and look at all the chaos. And I'm paying for the bag.
You gotta,
and I'm paying for the product.
You got to communicate there, Steve.
You know, there was a day when the customer was at least kind of right. Not a customer.
That's never happened.
Yeah. Well. You know what? I'm very disgusted.
There was a time we tolerated the customer.
It was in theory only.
I should just start hunting. That's what I should do. But you know, I don't think I could handle that. I can't run around.
Where are you going to go hunting? Yeah. Where are you going to go hunting around here?
You don't have to go
off
hunting
the
naked.
Right.
Sure you do. You remember Tarzan?
Right. Huh?
You're not Jim Thorpe or whoever that Tarzan was.
Jim Thorpe.
Whoever played Tarzan?
Who played Tarzan, Kip? The Tarzan, the original, famous one.
Johnny Mueller. Does that sound right? He was an Olympic swimmer. And so by the way, one of the Tarzans, Casper Van Dien's in Hunt Club, and he was one of the Tarzans. I worked with him. Yeah, Casper's a fantastic dude.
Is that the one with Mickey Rourke?
Yes. So Casper Van Dien, I totally blanked on mentioning him. Mina Suvari and Mickey Rourke. Yeah, those are three of our heavy hitters.
Kip, when you come on here, you figure things out that you forgot.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to come here.
See? All right, Kip. Refresh your memory.
We want to thank you for coming on. I got to do this. You got any shout outs for anybody before we get out of here? The stage is yours, Kip. All you.
Man, you know, shout outs would be to my teams that I've been working with and coming up. You know, obviously Scott Hamm. You know, we've got one coming out. We've done a few together already. Kenny Yates, I've done, getting ready to do my 16th film with Kenny in 4 years.
Wow.
So we've done a lot together, both in front of and behind the camera. And Derek Wingo, a longtime partner in crime, he and I have got working on that film with Kenny later this year. And Liam Nelligan is also working on that film too. So those are my shout outs for now, you know, part of our team.
Very cool. Yeah. Everybody, Kip made it very easy. If you want to watch one of his movies, just Google Kip Tribble.
And you'll
your
find
movies
it.
Yeah. should pop up and everything you've done. And you can decide where you want to watch it.
There you go.
Because Kip doesn't want to tell you where to watch it, because that's how you're supposed to be.
Next time, when the strike is over, I'll tell you
there you go.
Everything.
When the strike's over, he's really going to let you know.
Yeah.
He's gonna shove it down your throat like that guy
Non-stop.
At the grocery store did to me. Just messing around. Kip, you're a good friend of our show, and I'm glad you came back on. And
absolutely. Anytime.
Anytime you want to come on. You know, you're so busy, though. Like Eddie said, you got so many films you're working
That's
on.
That's right. It took us so long to get them on.
Well, but you know what? Next week, we're launching a crowdfunder for one of our films. So, you know, I'll take a look at that and spread it around if you'd like.
Yeah, send it over here, and we'll post it up over here, too.
We'll do. Awesome.
All right, Kip. You take care of yourself. And,
thank you so much.
Tell everybody we said hi.
We'll do. All right.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Coming on.
Bye.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Hi.
All right. That was Kip Tribble. Kip Tribble. Well, I'm glad he got to come on and open a can of worms that I didn't want to talk about. But we did get through his movies.
That was all Eddie with the AI talk.
Yeah.
There you go, Eddie.
Yeah. Eddie, I think it's
first
go
he's
there.
Asking him to call out. He was telling Kip to call out people who he didn't.
I meant to say without naming names.
You know.
Oh, okay.
That didn't come out.
Imagine if he would have went, Mickey Works a dick. or Trejo's an asshole.
That's what Eddie doesn't like Danny Trejo.
Oh, he don't?
No, I like Danny Trejo.
Eddie, I think you're taller than him.
No.
He's a little guy. Danny Trejo's a little dude.
Eddie wants to fight him.
He's tall.
Danny Actually, Trejo?
Yeah, he's tall.
Alyssa, how tall is Danny Trejo?
I don't know.
He's like 5'2" or so, 5'3" or something like that.
I want to go to one of his restaurants.
If you go there, you probably won't be able to see him. Kid, look over the little stand.
In the back.
He's a taco stand.
He's 5'6".
Okay, 5'6". How
tall
are you?
About my size.
I'd eye.
Well, how tall are you?
5'6", 5'7". 5'7".
Well, you're bigger than
me. You know who's short? I think Tom Cruise is short.
Yeah, he's kind of short, too.
Yeah. You know who's short? Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, breaking news from Eddie.
Yeah, right. Breaking news.
Are you sure?
Danny DeVito's a shorty.
Weather actors. Kiefer Sutherland, he's short.
Is he really?
Is he?
I heard.
Kiefer.
I'll check a site, but I
you
think
know,
I
Sylvester
think,
Stallone's short.
What's his name?
Is he?
One of the guys on 24, I think. They had a work at either one of them was like on a box or something, and or one of them was
short.
Like
Prince,
short.
Prince was short, right?
Yeah. Prince
was 5'2".
5'2".
Just
an inch shorter than me.
Wow. That's
why he always wore heels.
We're just talking smack on Hollywood actors.
Yeah. Like we got a lot of balls to do that up.
I'd like to go to one of Danny Trejo's restaurants just to check it out.
Yes, tacos.
My bucket list, yeah.
We should go someday. Maybe we'll see him.
Yeah.
Eddie, we could ask if we could measure Eddie and Trejo together, see who's really tall.
Stand back to back.
Yeah. we put the ruler and see which way.
Ass to ass and see who's tall.
I didn't think he was that short.
Yeah, he is.
I guess so.
I mean, he looks big in the movies.
Right.
They want him to look big because he's like a he's a tough dude.
He's like a macho man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kiefer Sutherland is 5'9", apparently, according to the internet.
That's average.
Elvis was 6 foot.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's pretty tall. Elvis was a tall dude. I didn't know he was that tall. Interesting. All right. Since we're talking shit on everybody, we might as well keep it going. Okay.
who do we hate
Alberto's
now?
Going to help me out on this one, okay?
Okay. I didn't know that, but...
Okay. Look it. If anything goes down and people get upset, it's because I'm sick, guys, okay? This is the sick Steve show. So
are you going to be like Roseanne Barr and blame it on whatever medicine she was on?
Yes, I'm going to be like Roseanne. I can't even take medicine. Here's another thing. You guys don't know. I'm getting my knee surgery on Tuesday.
Allegedly.
So I'm sick and I can't take any medicines. Take any pain relievers.
The word is you're transitioning on.
Huh?
The word is you're transitioning, not no knee.
No.
The knee is a cover story.
No, come on, man. Eddie, stop it.
Tell me. I didn't say that.
I'm just jumping on Eddie. Look, we're going after everybody today. Forget it. It's Alyssa's birthday, and we're going to make sure everybody celebrates.
Steve, you were right. Steve, you were right. Eddie has sent me a text message. I'll make that joke.
Why can't you take any medicine? It's not until Tuesday.
Because I guess it thins your blood. You want to bleed out on the table or what? Jesus.
You can't take anything, I think, for a week before.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He's sick once. They won't. Oh. Oh, God. Here we go. Every time at 10, we may have to do this show a little earlier. Now, if this thing keeps skipping, we know at 10 o'clock, it might be our old cartoonist.
Oh, boy.
I'm really upset now. We're going after everybody.
If you're listening, sir, it's the medicine talking, okay?
Medicine? I'm not any medicine.
It's a pain.
Rub your body in Vicks talking. Vapor rub, Steve.
I don't want to rub in that. I don't want to do that. I don't use Vaseline, or I don't use that mix rape, whatever.
Use a neti pot.
You know, I did try Vaseline one time when I was taking care of myself, because that was the saying of the day, right? Oh my God, the worst thing I've ever done.
It was
I had that shit on me for about a month. I tried it, and it was like
nice and shiny.
Yeah, it was shiny. It was all the hairs were all nice, and you know, I could part it and everything. But
it looked like appealing.
Like Raleigh fingers.
Raleigh fingers.
Now, have you ever used a neti pot?
I used the one with just not the pot, but they came with the bottle. It's the same thing. You put the fluid in it.
All inside. Yeah, that'll like dry you up. Use the solution, and it should it dries you up.
Yeah, but it's more of this isn't, as long as it's not running, I'm okay. But it's more of the body aches I'm getting over, and you know, just that ugly feeling. But anyway. I just got to be better by Tuesday. And,
use Ben Gay.
Good luck.
Ben Gay? For what?
For aches and pains.
Oh, my whole body? Okay, here we go. Who are we going after next?
I don't know.
Oh, guest. Know. Here we go. Okay, if we know now at 10 a.m., this thing starts to freeze. I don't know why. So we're going to have to figure this out.
The position of the sun.
Probably. Okay. Albert, you need to help me out with this.
Okay.
A lot of guests that come on either podcast shows or radio shows for interviews and stuff, I think they should get paid to come on. And I don't think that they understand that radio people, stations, and podcast, they don't pay people to come on. It's more for them to come on if they want. They are the ones usually asking to come on to promote something, and the show, whatever it is, whether it's a radio or a podcast, it's up to them to say, okay, yeah, we'll have you on, because not only will it help their show, it helps them, you know, to promote their whatever. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. Am I right on this, or am I wrong?
I don't book guests, so I don't know. Are you inviting people and they're asking for money?
No,
is that what you're saying?
I've heard it in the past, and you know, hey, how much does it pay, and this and that, and then you have to explain to them and all this, but that's not how it works.
I don't know
how
it works.
You're being welcome on the show. Huh?
I think sometimes they get paid by, they're actors or something, or models. They get paid by their agencies or the studios to do that. We could ask Kit, but if you're an actor, you know, they probably put in the contract part of your pay is, you know, when it's time to promote, you're going to go on these shows.
It's up to you to promote the movie we're paying you to be in, or the whatever doing.
Well, that'll be part of your pay. You know, you got to go on our lease. Well, let's say, okay, you go on the late night shows, and maybe
you have to go on the promotional tour.
You're right.
And then they do the stuff. I think that they go sit in a hotel room. And it's just like a computer monitor, and it's just, you know, here's the morning show from Des Moines, Iowa. And you know, they talk for 10 minutes, take a 5-minute break, and from Topeka, and you know, and I mean, they've said they have to do this like the whole, they're on the whole day. They're doing live shots, or they're doing pre-recorded for the next day. But I mean,
you would do that because you're in the movie.
The studios will put that in their contract. So, but I mean, if it's like an Instagram model or somebody, you know. Who's doing it?
Doing their own thing. Say they're their own business and they want to come on and say, hey, I got this product.
Yeah.
And okay, well, they're coming on they want a radio show or a podcast show to pay them to come on to promote something they want to blow up, well, to make a lot of money. And not only are we going to pay them, but then they're going to get paid for it. Doesn't work. Well, they're coming on and we're helping them sell their product.
That depends. I mean, if the podcast has the money to do it, maybe they throw them a few bucks. If not, that's...
No.
Well, I mean...
That's... I guess if you want to spend money on a guest that's coming on to make money off you, I guess you could do that if you're like rich as hell. I guess you could do it, but that's, I don't think that's how it works.
Well, I mean, it's kind of what, I mean, maybe with these models, they think, you know, it kind of works like, you know, they charge people, like, you know, some of them, like they're going to do a car show or something, you know, they charge people, you know, whatever, $500 for the day, and they go post with the car and the bikini. And they think, you know, well, these podcasts are the same thing, but it's not. Or maybe to some, it is. You know, they don't.
Yeah.
If
that would be like us having, let's say a model came on and we say, hey, can you wear a shirt to one of your events?
Yeah.
We'll pay you for that.
Yeah.
But if she or he calls and says, hey, is it okay if I wear your shirt? Yeah, go for it. You know, if you want to wear it on your own, cool. But if we ask you to do something that's our brand, then of course you would be expected to pay, right? That's why I think, I don't know. But then
I don't know. I don't know the way you do it. If you contact some people, hey, you want to be on our show, and they say, okay, about how much you're going to give me, and I've heard
people have said stuff like that, and I go, we don't pay guests.
Yeah.
So everybody listening, we don't pay guests to come on the show. If you want to come on to promote your brand or whatever it is, and we have room and we can fit you in, you're welcome to come on the show. But we don't pay anybody. Don't think you come on and don't get paid and we're paying everybody else. I hate to come on here and say we don't get any money for this.
Yeah, I don't get paid.
Yeah, we don't.
Hey, I pay
the
for
people
this.
That come on don't pay us to come on the show either.
Right.
It's not like, you know how we get paid is when we have a sponsor and if we're able to sell their stuff, we get a percentage if we're able to do it. Now we got to work at it, and hopefully people listening will buy the stuff from our sponsor, then we'll get paid. So we're working for it, just like you got to come and work for whatever it is that you want to sell or whatever it is you're doing. If you just want to sell your pretty face, that's fine. You got OnlyFans you want to sell, come on with your pretty face and go, I'm on OnlyFans. If you want to see more, there's where you can go. And I know there's some, and I go, I want to see her naked. I'm going to be on there. I'll check it out. Or if she's selling a perfume or a whatever, you know.
Underwear.
Yeah, there you go. Anything. Anybody sells anything. It's open season for everybody. You could be a star on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You could be a rock star on YouTube and never tour. You could just go and do a song, and if people love you, you can blow up, and that's it. Yeah. Isn't that how, what's his face did? That kid?
Chocolate Bieber. Brain?
Justin Bieber, yeah.
Justin Bieber.
All those.
Bieber.
That guy's a rich little dude, right? Well, he's a man now, right?
Mm-hmm. He's a married man now.
Yeah, he's going to have to worry about money unless he, I don't even know if he can blow all that money, but anyway, my point is, we don't get paid to come on the show. You can come on and promote, and if you're welcome to come on and we have room, you're welcome to come on. Have a good time, promote your show, or promote your stuff. Every guest we have, we're promoting them because we got no time in our life. We're promoting them because they came on the show, they want to be part of our show, and in return, we're going to help them expand whatever it is they're doing. Not money-wise, but promotional-wise. God, no wonder I'm sick. So Alyssa, how do you feel? You look so young, and you are young. Still as hot as ever. I'm not even going to ask your age, because that's something Eddie would do. Eddie has no filter. He'll say, hey, how old are you, gal? I don't do that. So Eddie, would you ask Alyssa how old she was?
No.
He's like, yeah.
Eddie would internet stalker try to find out.
No.
Oh, no. Would you, Eddie?
He'll look
over. No, with that,
he'll find out. If
I wanted to know her age, I would ask her. Would you mind? Do you mind?
No. Would you ask her live here, or would you ask her off?
No,
I'll tell you how old I am.
Well, yeah. Well, listen, you're a little different than other people. Yeah. You're
52
you're open.
Years old.
I would
Damn,
say
over the hill.
You look so young. Do you mind telling me how old you are?
See, Eddie tries to sugarcoat stuff. I would never ask a woman out. I would wait and see, because some women will say, you know, like Alyssa, and some women will say, oh, I don't care. I don't mind telling you.
Yeah. Or you got
you wait, you wait, you wait, you wait. And if they don't, then you ask them in private.
You got
hopefully,
listen,
when you're in bed.
You got to listen for clues, you know, she'll say. Oh, yeah.
Booze clues. Oh,
you know, I saw that movie when I was 15 years old. Then you had to go find out. Oh, yeah, it came out in 71 or something.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what did, I was just,
did you get a Rubik's Cube? Did you get a Rubik's Cube when you were little?
I did. I graduated high school in 1989.
Well,
you ask me anything, you know me, I don't care.
Eddie, what year did you graduate? So we might as well get this all out in the open. It's just her birthday.
If you want to see our identity, just
86.
Sit and listen. We're going to give you all our information.
Yeah, Eddie was born in 1976.
Graduated.
Okay, so Eddie graduated in
86.
Steve didn't graduate at all.
89. Alberto?
96.
96?
96?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Wow, you're so young.
Dang, you're just young.
96?
He's the baby of the group.
Get out of here, you grad. Get this guy. Look at his face. Can you look at him laugh when he says it? Get out of here.
What do you think I graduated?
You're more ridiculous than that checker I ran into the other day.
You want to see my high school diploma?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, I mean,
yes, I need to see it. Just might be. Oh, I'm glad he had pants on. Yeah.
I don't even know where my high school diploma is.
Listen, I don't either.
So what did
I
you do?
To get it.
What was the highlight of your birthday so far in this month that you've done that
the first day
you would
of the
like
month.
To share?
The first day of the month on September 1st.
What happened?
When I picked up my new car.
Oh, you got it on the 1st.
Oh, really? That was a nice gift.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Eddie, did you know she got a new car?
Yeah, I knew she got a new car. It's a Jeep, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How's it coming along? Is it nice? You love it?
It's good. I'm still waiting for the side rails to come, the side steps to come in.
Damn. I saw it, too. It's a very nice car. Yeah. Well, you should have. What took you so long? You said your boyfriend kind of pushed you into doing it?
Yeah, he did. I kept saying, I want to do it. And then I was like, oh, we got to buy this. We got to buy that. Just getting stuff for the house, and then I'm okay. Now I got to pay off because I had put like the bed and the, you know, I put everything like kind of on credit because I was trying to build my credit before I got the Jeep, because I didn't really have credit, because my philosophy is if I don't have money to buy it, I'm not going to buy it. So now I just wanted to build up my credit, and then it was like, oh well, you know, my daughter's getting married, so now I'm going to need money for that. And then he's like, just do it. You're never going to do it. Something always going to come up.
You know what? I'm starting to like your boyfriend. Yeah, you know what? There's things you can do, and you're always like, nah, I don't want to get in debt. But if you think about it, that's how the world runs.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody could go out and buy a car with cash.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not going to happen.
No.
Most of the world runs on credit anyway.
Yeah. That's how life is, and mm-hmm. you got to just do it, you know? I mean, when you die... Hopefully you leave it behind for
what continuation
for
school is that, Alberto?
What?
What is it? Is it from a continuation school? Or
see, you guys, out? Wait a minute. See, you guys always jump over me about.
You went to John Glenn?
Yes.
Wait a minute, Alberto. Oh, he's making fun of you. And if it was me, you'd jump all over me, all over my ass.
Yeah, with you. You know, Eddie's a man of good stature, so he can make fun of me.
Oh, just because he's taller than
Trejo. I'm not making fun of him.
Yeah, it's because he's shorter than me.
Eddie, you should grow your hair out like Trejo.
I'm trying, Steve.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's see here. Let me see if it looks like it was written in with
given this 19th day of June, 1996. I know it's kind of blurry down there.
Oh, yeah, it is 96. Wow. All right.
So calculate, Alyssa, how old is he?
46.
No,
damn, that was fast.
Yeah, I think she already had it in mind.
First of all,
I have to say I graduated at 17, not 18. So.
So did I. I graduated at 17. So right. If I'm 52, so
here's my yearbook. 96.
He's 42.
That's 7 years. So 52 minus 7. Yeah. Sorry.
Huh? He's 42.
You know what? I messed up. I thought I was 53. I'm not. I'm 52. I'm 52.
You did say you're 52, didn't you?
Yeah, but I was calculating in my head. 53 minus 7 is 46. It's not. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127,
So he's 45?
This is the MASH show, folks.
45. Yeah.
Okay.
He's 45. I messed all right. up.
And Eddie is 57?
Eddie graduated in 86, so he's...
I'll be 56 next month, November.
Yeah. Oh, that's 56. That's right. November's are coming up. Birthday months.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
And you, October? Steve and I are no, the October's. Same age?
October's
or are
the
you
next.
53.
Who's 53?
Are you 53 or 52?
Alyssa, how dare you?
We graduated at the same time. Did you graduate when you were 18 or did you graduate when you were 17?
Okay, I guess everybody wants to know. I'm 51, Alyssa.
He's 50.
You know how many people have asked me and I go, don't ask me my age.
Alyssa, he's 58. He got held back a few years.
58? I'm 51.
Because you haven't had your birthday yet.
He flunked kindergarten a couple of times.
Okay, were you born in 71 too?
Yes.
1971?
Yeah.
And you're going to be 50. You're 52?
Yeah, I just turned 52.
Oh, well, I'm going to be 52 next month.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You haven't had your birthday yet.
Yeah.
So you're 51.
So Eddie's the old man in the group, and I'm the baby of the group.
Oh, wait. Let's not get away from Eddie's. What are you, Edgy? Eddie?
Edgy.
You're Edgy. Edgy, Eddie.
What am I what?
You're 55?
He'll be 56. Yeah, he's
55. I'm going to be 56.
And November, what is your birthday? November?
10.
Okay, November 10. And let's remember that because I know they're in, Alberto and Eddie's are in November, but they never tell me. We gotta secretly pull it out and then write it down and never ask them again.
Because we don't care for the attention.
Well, like, it's not about attention.
Like birthday, like birthday month grow up above me.
Yep.
Oh, here we go. Hey, you know, she's a girl. Let her be a girl. God.
You know what's funny? All my brothers were all born on the 10th. July 10th, October 10th, and I'm a November 10th.
Oh, that was a straight up, straight on cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It appears Eddie and
I got a story about my wife.
Well, I think just Eddie and I were victims of Valentine's Day sex, apparently.
Oh, really? So 9 months. Oh, so okay. Here we go. Alyssa, it's 9 months from Valentine's Day is what?
That's November.
14th, November 14th or 13th. So Alberto's is November 13th. Alberto's is November 13th. Eddie is November 10th. That's what I'm guessing.
Nope.
Okay. Well, it's around there.
I can say, as for me, no.
Alberto's the 8th.
No. Oh, okay. Thanks, Eddie. Eddie knows because we discussed this many times off air. Many times. This, you know what? Another thing that's got me upset is my wife.
Oh, no.
What?
Listen to this. So her birthday was this month, right?
Yeah, get some popcorn, folks.
Okay. I hate to bring this because I don't like to talk about, you know, I have two lives. Okay. I have this life. The married life, and then I have the show life. I try not to mix them because I just don't. But I'm sick, and I don't know what I'm doing today. So I'm going to do it anyway.
It's the lack of medicine talking there, Maggie.
Yeah.
So she has a birthday, and...
you got her a bowling ball?
I had to work, right? Oh. So I figured, okay, well, we'll do something on the weekend. I'm off. So... You know, I don't know why I did it. I don't know why I did it.
She's not having it.
Not having it. I don't know why I did it. But I, you know, okay, we'll do something. We're off because that's what we do with mine all the time. If it lands on a day when we're both busy, mm-hmm. We'll just do it when we're off on a few days later or whatever. Because mm-hmm. I don't care. I don't need a cake. I don't need anything. And maybe some ass or something, but I don't need no cake, no cards, no nothing. And anyway,
show dedicated to you.
So as the day was going on, she kind of said, oh, okay. But as the day was going on of the day and it started getting later, then it started coming out where oh, I just thought you would have got me at least a card.
Yeah,
like, well, I was going to give you so
your... Yeah, well, flowers.
Hold on a second. We had discussed it.
They got flowers where you work, man. You're just going to buy a get a bouquet?
Listen to me, though. We had discussed it, and I know I usually do, but I fell for it this time because she's all, don't worry about it. We'll do something on this day. And I'm dumb sometimes, very, very dumb. And sometimes. I said, I believed it. I believed in her.
You should know better.
I know. I know.
And listen, women, so what women, did I do? Women never say what they mean, right?
And I needed to go to bed, right? Because I needed to go to work. And, you know, I was going to sleep only like 3 hours anyway. So here I go. I get out of bed. I got to run around town, get a gift, get a cake, get everything I needed to get for the birthday. And then she was happy. So I go, you know, I did tell him, I go, you know what? I should have not listened to, I never do. And I always do what I'm supposed to do. But I didn't do it this month because I believed in her when she was telling me, look me square in the eyeballs, not the balls, but the eyeballs. I said, nah, don't worry, we'll go on this day, like Saturday or something. Mm-hmm. I go, okay, because I had to go to work in a few hours. I hadn't slept. So I go, okay, thanks. I thought, you know, hey, we're you know, been together a long time, and, you know, we're taking care of each other now. And nope. So I had got up, and I did the right thing, Alyssa.
Good.
I she wanted to share that.
I had all day.
Sleep.
Basically, yeah, I had all day. And
she
you
said
know,
you had all day to.
Basically, in her mind, you had all day to do something.
You had all day. You did nothing.
Mm-hmm. All I was doing was chores around the house. I not like I was sitting down naked with my balls hanging out and looking at porn or nothing. I was busy working around the house. So, you know, stuff was, you know, you're going to make me sound like I do things around the house like I'm a woman, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not that sick. I was doing things around the house, though. Sick. I was sick.
Hang in, folks. Steve's having a breakthrough here.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm a man.
make it extra special this weekend, Steve.
No, it's over.
No, it's over.
I did what I had to do.
Steve married correctly. I can't imagine having to deal with Alyssa, you know, a whole month of this.
No, hell, I can't do that. No. No, sorry.
And Alyssa with the man, like, you know, with like June's Hanukkah, like every day that the gifts get getting bigger.
I would just give her the card and then I'd take it back. And give her the same card the next day, then steal it back. I had to figure something out because
Steve would give her the card on September the 1st and then just drive away. He's staying in a hotel for the month.
Right.
Okay. Before Steve's we get out camping. Of here, I got two things to talk about real quick. Okay. I don't know if I talked about this last week, but laundry undies, bathroom undies, or bedroom undies. Which are the best ones, Eddie, to steal? I mean, bedroom. Not steal, but to raid. Why do I use that bench word for it? This is from you guys.
Technically stealing.
Bedroom undies.
Bedroom ones. One's laying in the bedroom floor by the bed. One's mm-hmm. in the laundry hamper, or one's laying in the bathroom, maybe by the shower or whatever.
Bedroom.
Alberto?
I don't steal.
Okay, raid. Say you're in college and you're going on a raid.
I'm sorry, yo, same thing.
Hey, you showed us your diploma that you're a big man. Well, say you're in college and you're
raid. I'm an intellectual. Okay, yeah, I'm steal.
Can't you just, for the show, you're going on a M25 panty raid.
Laundry room.
Okay. Alyssa, you're not going to do that. Well, I take all
whoa,
three.
Whoa,
but
if she needs some, you know, she has to go get some.
I assume she doesn't matter what they are. As long as they're on the floor dirty, he's getting them.
Yeah, I'll take all three. That's right. Okay, and last but not least, interesting last names. Okay, I have to put my glasses up here. Okay, these are people with last names that are kind of, you know, interesting. I'm going to read some off. Last name, Seaman, Eddie.
Seaman.
People with the last name, Seaman. McNutt.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, can you? Yeah, thank you.
Seaman, McNutt, Cum, Clam Pit, Shuffle Bottom, X-Man, Icock.
What is it?
Icock. A-Y-C-O-C.
Oh, yeah, Icock. Yeah.
Beaver. Beach. Is it beach or bitch? B-I-C-H.
Beach. Beach. It sounds like beach. Bitch, but it's beach.
Bone. I guess it's supposed to be boner, but it's Bonner.
Yes.
Misunderstood. Misread.
Uh-huh. Cobbledick. Cockburn. Colon, condom.
This is the extent of Steve's internet research right here.
Yeah, exactly. He's got a big old list.
Oh,
hard
boy.
Dick. Hard meat.
Tune in
and
next
he's
week.
Laughing like a 5-year-old.
Just because it's a Steve. Horse what dick. Do you expect?
Sex whale? What the fuck is sex whale?
He's just making shit up at this point.
Yeah. Tip ball.
You can't talk anymore.
This is real stuff. This is real stuff, guys. Eddie, look it up. Google it. This is real people's last
no,
names.
No, don't Google that, Eddie.
Oh, really,
you think I would sit here and make these names up?
Who knows what black web websites he's going to?
What was one sperm whale?
You know, these poor people have had a hard life. You know, probably been teased up and down, and here they tune into the M25 show, Mr. Whale Dick, and he's getting made fun of by Steve.
Sperm whale.
Sperm whale is sex whale.
It's sex whale.
You forgot cocker. You forgot cocker.
Cocker. Yeah, there was sex whale. There's a last name sex whale.
Sex whale.
You know what,
Alyssa? What if you had a last name? Like, what would be a last name you wouldn't want out of all these?
Hard dick.
You have.
McNutt is kind of funny.
You know, you have to think at some point some guy would have to go to Hall Records. You know, I'm changing my last name. I'm ending this. You know,
right?
why are you? I mean, especially if you're the guy, you're passing on the name. Why are you even having children at this point?
Right.
That is. I mean, I guess you live through it. You kind of know, but geez, you know, either change your last name or that's it. Just end the bloodline right there.
His name is Richard Hard Dick, and then they call him Dick for short. Dick Hard Dick.
Eddie Cockburn. These are people's real last names. I didn't make this up.
I had a friend in but her name was Soyla Becerra, which in Spanish is translated "I'm the cow."
The whole name.
How do you say it?
Soy la becerra.
Oh, man. I'm a cow.
Translated in English, it's I'm the cow.
How about you? Would you be okay with Alyssa Beaver?
Yeah.
Beaver you can get away with. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Like if I made shirts for everybody and I put our last names on the back. I tell T-shirt guy, yeah, this is for our co-host, our female co-host. Her last name's Beaver. All right, that's enough for me. I'm going to pass out. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I think that was it. Alberto, you have any last words for this show?
No.
Yeah, when he has last names?
Alberto Shufflebottom.
I don't have the list, so I can't pick one for you.
I sent it to you.
Right, I can't get into it.
Jeb, so, clamp it.
Clamp it.
Add it. Androids can't accept iPhone stuff.
There's a link. I have to sign into my Apple account, but apparently my account hasn't been used in a long time, so it's locked.
Alberto Hardmeat?
Don't encourage this bullshit.
That's one of the last names.
Fucking unfair. I'm a disadvantage here. I'll come up with some names for Steve for next week.
I didn't make him up.
Tidball?
Tidball.
Oh my gosh.
You really looked these up?
Yes. What do you think? I sat down and made these names up?
Who knows?
I wouldn't be surprised.
There was actual name. Somebody's last name was actually Ass Man too.
Oh my gosh! Like the license plate.
Yes, and I think Bonner. Is it supposed to be like boner? But
Bonner.
Is that it? Really says Bonner though.
I actually know somebody whose last name is Bonner, Bonner, and his nickname is Boner.
But they probably but
so a lot of them lean into it, I guess.
They probably missay it. Like hard meat and cockburn. That stuff, that's hard to believe. You're right. Would you change your name if it was something like that, Alyssa? Like hard dick or
yes.
Cockburn?
Well, I mean, for women, it's kind of easier.
How about horse? I mean, Alyssa horse dick?
For women, unless they're like big-time feminists, it's kind of easy, you know, just marry a guy and take his name. But I guess for guys, I mean, like I said, you know, either I can't believe some people don't go... Or, you know, as soon as you grow up, I guess you just lean into it. I mean, you went through school, the kids teased you, you probably have hard, you know, tough skin, and you can deal with it, but I don't know.
So if you married a dude and he had one of those last names, would you say, hey, is it okay if I keep my last?
Yeah, let's say you
or he carries your name or something.
Your boyfriend has one of these names and he asks you to marry him. Do you keep your last name?
Or do you ask,
he does. His last name's Serrano. And I call him my spicy chile.
Serrano? What is Serrano?
Serrano.
Well, that's not bad. That's just chili. That's kind of like a compliment. Like, yeah, you got a big chili there. I mean, it's, if it was like Pecorino.
Steve froze.
Steve's gone away.
Steve froze at the end of the show.
Yeah, look at him. He's totally frozen.
Yeah, but I don't hear the hum, so he's...
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve, you're gone.
I wouldn't be surprised if he made those names up.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there are some like that. Yeah, we hear you now.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
That was a super freeze. Hey, when 10:30 hits, that means it's time to go. I think somebody's messing with
you. I think that's your wife messing with the Wi-Fi just because she's so mad.
Hey, I bought the cake. I already bought the cake and everything. It's good.
It looks frozen now.
All right, we better get out of here before... What's that?
Bought the cake and ate it too.
That's right. We better get out of here before we freeze off the air.
Right.
Let me get... Okay, let me see here. Okay, we'd like to thank our guest Kip Tribble for coming on. Google Kip Tribble and check out his movies. They're easy. Just Google Kip Tribble. And it's spelled the way it sounds.
KIPPTRIBBLE.
Yep.
That's right. All right, guys. And, we'll see you guys next.
Give a shout out to Natural Wonders. If you're listening to the podcast, just go to the show notes. You'll see the link and the promo code M25Show, 25% off. If you're watching on Facebook and YouTube behind me, TheM25Show.com, go to the sponsors link. You'll see it right there.
Exactly. TheM25Show.com. All info is there. That's, sponsor, buy
that,
stuff.
That's that man's name right there, apparently.
Who?
He's Mr. TheM25Show.com.
There you go.
Because he can't put his name regular name like the rest of us. He's
special. Oh, here we go. It's time to go.
He's special, we'll see, folks.
See you guys.
Bye.
Stupid reality again.